Topic 11, do your best and depend for the rest on God. Om ajnanate mirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshuh unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Dear friends, oftentimes people, one category of people say that unless we work hard, we cannot achieve success in life. So just work hard, everything will come, everything will follow. And there are others who say, you see, ultimately everything is arranged by God's grace, we have to depend on Him. Because without His grace, how can we flourish in life? How can we be happy? Now you see, the five Pandavas, they were all very powerful warriors. Every one of them was famous for something. Yudhishthira Maharaj was famous for javelin throwing. Bhima was famous for mace fighting. Arjuna was famous for Gandiva bow. Nakula Sahadev were famous for sword fighting. They were all international champions of their times. They were extremely powerful warriors. Yet, they all depended on Krishna. They knew that although we are powerful by God's grace, still our own abilities, capabilities are not enough. Ultimately, we will win only by God's grace. So we should do our part, but we should depend on Him. So you all have seen this famous picture of Krishna and Arjuna in a chariot, isn't it? So if you observe this picture, it's a very beautiful picture. Because this picture teaches us a very valuable lesson. In this picture you see, Arjuna is handing over the ropes of the horses to Lord Krishna and telling him, "Oh Lord Krishna, please take this ropes of these horses and you guide this chariot. You take me whatever you feel is best for me. Wherever you carry me in the battle and whichever direction you give, I will simply follow you. I will follow your instruction because I am very confident if I hand over the ropes of my life to you, I will be successful." So there is a song in which it is said, "Deena bandhu deena nath, mere dori tere hath," which means, "Oh deena bandhu, O friend of the fallen, in this world, oftentimes we are indecisive. We don't know what is right, what is wrong. O Lord Dhyanabandhu, O Dhyananath, please take the ropes of my life and you guide me." In this way, depending on God, is taught by Arjuna, although he himself was a great champion of his times. Actually, those people who are proud, just like Mike Tyson, when he was a 19-year-old man, he said, "I am champion now and for the rest of my life I will be champion. I will remain champion forever. Nobody else can beat my place," he said. But then when he became 40 now, he left the field of boxing and he said, "Now I have become weak. I have no power now. I am getting out of the field now." You see? So in this way, oftentimes we see people are proud of their own prowess in this world and very soon they realize that they are powerless. Whereas the great Pandavas, they knew very well, it's only by God's grace that we are flourishing in our lives. So Arjuna depended on Lord Krishna. This kind of dependence on God is a sign of intelligence. It's not a sign of weakness. In this world, people may say, "Stand on your own leg, don't depend on anybody." But actually, a small baby, for example, who is sleeping on the shoulder of a mother, is very peacefully situated. Although the mother may walk here, walk there, she may board a bus, she may board a train, climb upstairs, climb downstairs, but the child is peacefully resting on the shoulder of the mother. without any disturbance, because the child depends on the mother. Or when a child is catching one hand of the mother and one hand of the father, and they both help the child to cross the street, that child is an intelligent child, because the child is depending on the mother and father. Imagine if the child were to leave the hands of the mother and father and run to the middle of the road, and suddenly finds there's a big lorry coming from one side and a big elephant coming from the other side, and the child will be screaming with fear. In this way, independence brings ruin, and dependence on God is glorious. That lesson we learn. We should depend. Depend on God, pray to Him. That is why it is said, what is the definition of success? Success means doing one's best within norms and depending on the blessings of God and superiors. That is called success. So we should do our part and depend on God's grace. Of course, in this analogy, in this example of Arjuna and Krishna in the chariot, Arjuna is depending on Krishna, depending on God, which is very nice. But do you find Arjuna sleeping in the chariot? Saying that, oh Krishna, I have handed over the chariot to you, now you take it wherever you want, now I can go to sleep now. He is not sleeping like that. Arjuna is also standing up, taking the Gandiva bow in his hand, and he is fighting the battle, fierce battle of Kurukshetra. He is taking initiative also. Similarly, in our life also, we should take initiative, we should do work, we should fulfill all our duties, and we should not just run away from our duties. At the same time, when things don't go our way, we should not get frustrated. Oftentimes this is a problem, because people think, I am the controller, everything is in my hands. Such people sometimes even commit suicide, because things didn't go their way. This is the point we are talking now. Yes, you should do your best. Like Arjuna took the bow and arrow and fought the battle, but he always depended on Krishna. He handed over the ropes of his life to Krishna. Similarly, we should know, whatever God does is best. I heard an interesting story. A man saw a big pumpkin in a creeper, and then he went to sleep under a banyan tree, and when he was lying down, he was laughing. He said, God must be crazy, he said, because he has made such a big pumpkin in a small creeper, and he has made such a small fruit on the top of a huge banyan tree. Why such a big tree and a small fruit and a small plant and a big pumpkin? He was laughing like this. And then he went to sleep. Suddenly, one of the small banyan fruits fell from the top on his forehead. Thak! Immediately jumped off from his sleep, and there was a bump on his forehead, and he cried out, alas, this small banyan fruit has caused me so much pain. Thank God you made the fruit so small. If you made a big pumpkin type of fruit on the top of the banyan tree, and if that pumpkin fell on my head, you know, my head would have broken to a pieces. He said. Then he said, God, my dear God, I agree that you are intelligent. You know your creation, he said. In this way, we should be convinced that God's plan is always best. He knows best. We should do our part and hand over our life to Him and pray to Him. Oh Lord, do whatever is best for me. Like one man was sleeping in his house. Suddenly one brick fell from the top of the roof of his house on his head. And he was screaming, and the neighbors came and picked him up and put him in a rickshaw and took him to hospital. All through the way he was screaming, don't take me to hospital, the doctor may charge me with heavy bills, he said. But still they took him, and he was given anesthesia and stitches were put. At 12 o'clock at midnight he got up and asked the doctor, doctor, you know, how much will be the bill? The doctor said, it will be around 2000 rupees, he said. And the man cried out, that's why I told you, doctor, I didn't want to come to hospital, these people brought me here. And the doctor said, wait a minute, we just got a news half an hour ago that your whole roof of your house fell down and your house has crumbled in a storm. And the doctor said, it's God's grace that God brought you to the hospital. Earlier only one brick fell on your forehead. Now the whole roof has fallen down. Imagine if you were inside the house, there might have been such a big damage that you would have become chutney under the roof. So in this way the doctor helped him understand God's plan, you see. I went to Delhi, to Apollo Hospital. A very nice doctor, Mr. Gupta. I saw in his table his own photo with a very nice interesting writing below. The writing was this: I treat, God heals. That's what he had written. See how beautiful it is. I treat, God heals. He's an intelligent doctor. He was very much appreciating Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, in our life also we should know, I will do my part and pray to God. Whatever results he would like to give me, that is for my best. Because God's plan is always best. And this we will realize more and more as we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.